What made lands bad? Poisoned water? The water out here wasn't sweet, not by any means, but it wasn't poisoned either. Lack of food? They had food, although she guessed it might become a problem later on if they didn't find more. In the meantime, she was getting almighty tired of corned beef hash, not to mention raisins for breakfast and raisins if you wanted dessert. Yet it was food. Body gasoline. What made the Badlands bad when you had food and water? Watching the sky turn first gold and then russet in the west, watching it turn purple and then starshot black in the east. She watched the days end with increasing dread. The thought of another endless night, the three of them huddled together while the wind whined and twined its way through the rocks and the stars glared down. Endless stretches of cold purgatory while your feet and fingers buzzed and you thought, if I only had a sweater and a pair of gloves, I could be comfortable. That's all it would take, just a sweater and a pair of gloves. Because it's really not that cold. Exactly how cold did it get after sundown? Never below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, she knew, because the water she put out for Oi never froze solid. She guessed that the temperature dropped to around 40 in the hours between midnight and dawn. On a couple of nights it might have fallen into the 30s because she saw tiny spicules of ice around the edge of the pot that served Oi as a dish. She began to eye his fur coat. At first, she told herself this was nothing but a speculative exercise, a way of passing the time. Exactly how hot did the bumbler's metabolism run, and exactly how warm did that coat, that thick, luxuriantly thick, that amazingly thick coat, keep him? Little by little, she recognized her feelings for what they were. Jealousy that muttered in Detta's voice. Little bugger don't feel no pain after the sun go down, do he? No, not him. You reckon you could get two sets of mittens out of that hide?